An important verdict by the Punjab and Haryana High Court. Married persons facing threats for entering a live-in relationship outside wedlock should be given protection. This clearly doesn't apply for minors, but that's one aspect of it. Joining us now to look at the significance of this, Alak Alok Srivastav, an advocate in the Supreme Court, Sana Rais Khan, a lawyer in the Supreme Court, and Professor Geeta Bhatt. Sana Rais Khan, on what basis do you believe that this verdict took place? Is it the right to life under Article 21 that, you know, on the basis of which this freedom has been extended in this judgment?
Yes, at the core of this decision is, of course, the principle that minors are incapable of making personal decisions, such as those involving legal relations.
But in terms of, we'll talk about minors in a moment, but more than minors, there is an effort to safeguard people in a relationship outside a wedlock. On what basis has the judge done that?
Live-in relationship may not be explicitly recognized, but Supreme Court has always recognized live-in relationships as valid forms of relationship. And in fact, even in the event of breakup, in case of live-in relationships, women are also equally entitled to maintenance, right to maintenance, right to living together. All these rights have always been recognized.
Geeta, do you have a concern that when it comes to marriages and the institution of marriage, with live-in relationships being legalized and people in a live-in relationship being given protections, despite the fact that they're married to somebody else, that the institution of marriage itself is potentially threatened?
Well, Vishnuji, thanks for having me on your show. You see, this is we do understand that the live-in relationships, they have been acknowledged or recognized in terms of various judgments that have come, but per se there is no law in terms of defining the live-in relationship till now. And in this context also, one can see that if the court is going to come out and also recognize that two individuals who are, you know, consensually they are living together, but if one of them or both of them are actually already in a marriage with other partners, this is definitely going to in some way, you know, embolden those who are in a way, trying to promote. In a way, I think it will promote polygamy also. In a way where, you know, a man can think of having relationship with more than one woman, considering that through the court of law, he can, you know, get some kind of a favor.
Yep. Alak Alok Srivastav, you know, is that a concern that needs to be looked at? That while the court has said, and I quote, the socio-moral fabric of a society becoming the sufferer becomes inconsequential, there will be consequences, whether we like it or not.
Thank you so much, Som, for inviting me to this show. The answer to your first question is, this particular judgment is premised upon two provisions of law. First is Article 21, which you rightly pointed out. And second, most important provision is 497 of IPC, which dealt with adultery. Supreme Court had already declared that adultery can be a ground for dissolution of marriage, but it is no more a punishable offense in India. So now the Honorable Punjab Haryana High Court has taken a step forward and stated that because adultery is not punishable, so you cannot deny protection, police protection to the couple, live-in couple, even if one of them is already married elsewhere. However, Honorable High Court has very categorically and carefully provided 2-3 riders. Honorable High Court has highlighted that there is a situation in India where our police is already overburdened. If we start assigning our police to escort these live-in relationship couples, we'll be having a serious problem. So, Honorable High Court has suggested a way out that instead of directly approaching High Court seeking protection by live-in couples, High Court has said that you first go to your concerned district legal services authority, seek volunteers or counselors, let those volunteers and counselors counsel you, that is the live-in couples, as well as the people who are posing a kind of threat to you. And thereafter, you can also approach State Human Rights Commission. And if these two options fail, then you can very well approach the High Court and seek protection. Now, overburdened police, we all know, in India, if you see the statistics, the UN standard, United Nations standard is that there should be at least 222 police per 1 lakh population. However, in India, the latest survey says that we have hardly 150 police per lakh population.
The police entirely overburdened.
And if we see the NCRB data,
Potentially difficult. So, I take your point. Sana Raiz Khan, you were making another important point when you said that the judge has made it absolutely clear that minors living in a live-in relationship need to be returned to their guardians, right? And protected by them, not protected to continue in a live-in relationship.
Yes, because they're not legally capable of making binding personal decisions, and this incapacity is based on their understanding, the lack of maturity and experience. And of course, this serves as a protective measure to shield minors from exploitation and manipulation. It is not an outright denial of autonomy, but a precautionary measure. And also it reinforces the idea that adults are responsible for making significant decisions on behalf of minors to ensure their welfare, so that, you know, they can make informed decisions. And this will only help minors to make informed decisions. And also it can be seen as a measure to protect their developmental needs to focus on their education and growth. So I think it is very imperative to recognize that these restrictions are designed to safeguard their rights and well-being.
All right.
Well, at the same time, the individual, and of course, safeguarding the rights of adults also in the relationship is also be recognized in this judgment, as those in traditional marriages, ensuring that the personal choices are respected and legally recognized.
All right. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. I'm sorry we're out of time, but the judgment with respect to the right to choice forming part of the right to life under Article 21 of the Constitution, the judge said, must be protected in the face of any threat or apprehension. It's on the basis of that this particular protection of those who are in a live-in relationship, despite the fact that they're married to others, has been given. We'll take a short break, out of time, on Left, Right and Centre from the Left, Right and Centre team. Good night.